Hello, welcome to another episode of the Guardian ID Podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID Magazine. Recently, we had the chance to speak with Maine State Senator Phil Bartlett about the state's reaction to the Real ID Act. During our conversation, the senator mentioned that 9/11 terrorists had obtained U.S. passports and used those to obtain other types of identification. We were unable to confirm this, but just wanted to make a note of it. Please enjoy the rest of our conversation. Thanks. Today we're talking to Maine Senator Phil Bartlett about the Real ID Act of 2005. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Senator, I know you've been involved with the debate on Real ID. Could you give our listeners a timeline of what's been going on with Maine and the Real ID Act of 2005?
Yeah, I mean, originally when we came into the legislature in 2005, there were a lot of us who were very concerned about the Real ID, the federal requirements, the cost to the state, and increasingly concerns about privacy. So there was an effort to pass legislation that would prohibit Maine from participating in the Real ID program. Since that time, we've obviously had a number of encounters with the discussions with the federal government about whether we would get a waiver or not, or an extension of the deadlines, and we ultimately were forced to pass some legislation at the end of this past session to start heading down the road towards Real ID.
Because I know you guys had asked for the extension from Homeland Security, so you don't have to comply with it. Basically, they were offering extensions so you don't have to comply until the fall of 2009. Is that correct?
Yes, except that Maine was given a number of conditions that no other state was given in terms of steps we needed to take in order to get the deadline. We were one of the last states to get the waiver, and that has raised a lot of consternation as well. There are other states with very similar licenses to what Maine has that were able to get extensions without having to pass any new legislation or invest any additional dollars. But we did ultimately get the extension.
What were some of the conditions? What were some of the issues that you mentioned? There were some. What were some of those?
There were a number of steps that that the governor negotiated with Homeland Security to deal with some added, to figure out some sort of added protection. Anything from face scanning to other options in an effort to increase the security of the licenses, and maintaining photos of everybody who applies for a license, in addition to those who actually get the licenses, and a number of requirements like that.
So Maine passed the legislation more out of privacy concerns rather than the economic concerns about Real ID, is that correct?
It's a mix. I mean, I think it's a real mix. I mean, on the one hand, you know, budgets have been very tight. And the thought of having to invest millions and millions of dollars to comply with a federally mandated program was very troubling to folks in Maine. But equally important, I think, is the real privacy concern. We've seen increasing numbers of databases get hacked into, both government databases throughout the country as well as private databases. And so there's real concern about the direction we're going and whether we have adequate protections to make sure that that information isn't going to be abused.
There was a story that came out, I think it was last week, about you guys actually receiving some money from Homeland Security for kind of shoring up security. It was part of grants that were sent out for Real ID, and this kind of caused a little bit of, well, at least the news article that I read seemed to cause some question about whether or not you guys were complying with the act or not. The $1 million grant that the state was awarded. Can you explain that, like, what's going on with that?
I mean, I don't know all the details, but my understanding is they've given us, we did get some money to help. As I said, we had to pass some legislation in order to get the extension. That was going to be pretty costly to the state. And my understanding is that this money can be used to help further those objectives. It's not, I think, doesn't go towards a full compliance with the Real ID, but it does go towards taking some of the steps that Homeland Security has required that we take in an effort to increase security. And I think, you know, some of the difficulty that's gone on around this has really been around the fact that many states, like Maine, feel like we're having these new requirements imposed on us about the licenses as if that's sort of the big problem in terms of immigration or in terms of, you know, real risk. When you look at the 9/11 hijackers, most of them had passports, federal passports. So for a lot of us, we think that the federal government should be starting with shoring up the passport process, if that's where their concern is, because states like Maine typically rely on passports, and no matter what we do, it's not going to stop folks who have valid U.S. passports from getting licenses.
Well, part of Real ID came out of the 9/11 Commission recommendations, because I can't remember if the passport thing, some of the hijackers had passports, but I know for a fact that they did have multiple driver's licenses from some of the same states, and that's one of the reasons that's what Real ID kind of came out of.
But they also had passports. I mean, they got the licenses with the passports.
Mm.
So there's no way you would stop them from getting those licenses with Real ID. Because if you can get a U.S. passport as an illegal immigrant, then it doesn't matter. And once you have that passport, the states are going to have to honor that. So I think a lot of us think we've got the cart before the horse. You've got to start by shoring up your federal ID requirements. And then once that's done, you're in a much better position to really assess what has to be done at the state level.
Okay. Do you think if Real ID was a completely federally funded program that your constituents would have as much of a problem with it, or do you think they would still have issues with the privacy concerns around Real ID?
No, I think the privacy issues are still very real. I think there, like I said, there are sort of two strands of opposition. I think some would certainly be satisfied with the federal funding, but others, I think, the privacy concerns are very real. I mean, we're seeing it. We're having debates in our state over putting medical records online and just how accessible they should be, and the risk you run into when you start putting that kind of personal information into a central database. You know, we've seen, we had recently had a number of incidences where either banks or stores had their credit card information stolen, and people ended up being charged a lot of money. So we're real concerned about the potential for abuse if anyone should hack into a national database.
I was just wondering if you could kind of take me through the driver's license process. I don't know if you can, but explain to me kind of what the driver's license process is in Maine right now. Like what kind of, if you can't explain this process, that's fine. But
I don't know the details. I mean, I know you've got to, it's been a long time since I've been through it. But I mean, I know you have to provide some evidence of residency in order to get the license. So you've got to at least be able to demonstrate that you're living here in the state.
Concerns have been expressed over the breeder document requires in some states, including Maine. Do you think that the breeder documents are secure enough to prevent non-citizens to get a license? Do you think, one of the parts of Real ID is this information hub, that you're going to be able to punch in some information off of a birth certificate or another type of breeder document and be able to at least get like red light, green light sort of thing. Is that something that Maine is thinking about doing? Is that, how does that fit into what you guys are going to be doing down the road? Is that?
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, I think we're a long way from that. I mean, if you look at, states like Maine, and I think a lot of states in the country, in terms of the way birth certificates and so forth are processed, it can be difficult, particularly from rural areas. Are you going to have the information readily available online? How do you go about getting all that information readily accessible? So, I mean, there are a lot of, I think, hurdles that would need to be jumped over to get there. I ultimately don't think that the license issue is going to solve immigration issues. I think there are much larger issues around illegal immigration. And I think there are all sorts of ways to get documents, real or fraudulent, that would enable you to get a license. I think it's sort of a bizarre way to go after the immigration problem. And I think it's a very blunt instrument and probably is not going to accomplish those objectives.
Ultimately, what do you think this is going to mean for Maine citizens? Do you think that, people with a Maine driver's license are not going to be able to get on an airplane after the deadline? Or, do you think it's going to end up being kind of a staring contest between, between the states and the federal government, and who's going to blink first? Or do you think there's eventually going to be enough of a deadline, is going to be extended enough to where everybody's going to be able to comply?
I think if enough states remain steadfast in opposition, there's a good chance of getting this changed. I think you run into some real constitutional problems if you are blocking people from getting on airplanes with the valid state documents. So, that would be a fascinating issue if you get to it. My hope is that if enough states sort of remain firm in their resolve to to find alternatives to this, that we can work with our federal government to try to do something a little more reasonable. But I think it's untenable, right now in terms of the extension process. There are states, Hawaii got an extension without a problem, Montana got extensions without a problem, Maine has very similar licenses to those. We had to jump through a number of hoops to get an extension. And, I think certainly to the extent that different obligations are applying to different states, I think you run into real constitutional problems given the right to travel of U.S. citizens.
Why did Maine have to jump through so many hoops? Was it just because you guys passed the law saying you weren't going to comply, or what was the reason you guys had to jump through so many hoops in order to...
It's a great mystery. I think a lot of us have different theories as to why that's the case. If you look at Montana's Republican governor was one of the most vehement opponents of Real ID. He said a lot of things publicly against the process, and was granted a waiver without even really requesting it. Maine didn't, and there are any number of theories circulating as to why that is. But I do think it's untenable that Maine was given more stringent requirements to get a waiver than other states.
All right. If you had to peer into your crystal ball, what do you think is going to happen with Maine and the driver's license? What do you see happening, and what do you see going forward?
My guess is there'll be some hybrid. I think, say Maine, every state certainly wants to make sure that it's issuing as secure documents as possible, and we'll be taking a number of steps to help make sure that we have a good driver's license process in place. Like I said, I envision that there will be some compromise between the states and federal government to try to really figure out how to get at the core issues without too much infringing on states' rights. And I think that's going to be an ongoing dialogue. I think we'll certainly see what happens after the election and sort of what Congress looks like, what the presidency looks like, and see sort of what the take the temperature and see whether there can be some renewed negotiations. I think everybody certainly wants to do what we can to prevent future terrorist attacks, but a lot of states feel like this is, like they're putting the cart before the horse. You're forcing states to do things that the federal government is not doing with the issuance of its own IDs.
Great. Well, we have been chatting with Maine State Senator Phil Bartlett. This is Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID Magazine. Thanks for listening in, and stay tuned for more news about Real ID. Thank you.